I'm very self-conscious about talking about myself. But I think I've got something to write about at last. If you like it, you'll like it. If you don't like it, you won't like it. But you won't be able to take it lightly any more than I've been able to take it lightly. I've laughed at myself when I should have cried. And I've cried because I had every reason. I got damn mad. I'm an angry lady. I'm a lady who is angry. I've been insulted, slandered, humiliated, but still America's sweetheart. Now, I'm a rather intelligent, I think. And I'm emotional, yeah, I'm a woman, I'm emotional. I'm not something you wind up and put on a stage that sings Carnegie Hall album and you put her in a closet and forget to invite her to the party that's given for her, the ages leave her behind. I'm mad, I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm gonna write a book and I'm gonna talk because I can do something besides sing, you know. I don't always have to sing a song. There is something besides the man that got away or over the rainbow or the trolley song. There's a woman. There are three children. There's me. There's a lot of life going here. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what? Lots of people can't. But I'm not lots of people. I'm me. I'm the one who's had to live with me. I don't want to hear any resentment from anybody else now about how difficult I am. And I don't want to pick up a paper and read how unfit a mother I am when I have three marvelous children who seem to take and have always loved me. Fat, thin, funny, sad. They think I'm pretty good. I think they're great. I have love and have never planned revenge. However this book turns out, is because of, I am the result of an audience, of a critic, of critics, of what people have made me. And in the meantime, there's been another whole human being, myself, that hasn't been even interesting enough to write good stories in the newspapers that would be printed. They're not interested. I'm a good cook. I am a good mother. I do believe in going to church. I love music. I love a lot of things that the people around me, that have surrounded me all my life, all my 44 goddamn marvelous, failing, successful, and hopelessly tragic and starlit years. I've been surrounded by people who were not in my league. They were the disbelievers. Now they're gonna have to put up with their names being printed. They better not sue because I'm only gonna write it the truth. But in the meantime, how do I find the true Judy Garland or Frances Garland or whatever? Just a girl or a woman. I get angry. I've never been allowed to be angry. I can get angry in front of my friend often. I suppose the transport, I don't know. I only use my, I do get so frustrated. It's very difficult for Irving. It's all well and good for you people, publishers. Now, this is not to be included in my book. For Irving, the artist, they just tape 50 pages and it would be taken off the tape. But you can't write how nervous my hands get or how lost I might get when I have to remember, because I went through 5 years of psychoanalysis going back over a life that was no good to begin with, no fun, and it's a little, I'm doing it purely for money because I deserve it. I've sung. I've entertained. I've pleased your children. I've pleased your wives. I've pleased you, you sons of bitches! And you can't deny that! Now the government isn't pleasing me very much. They're not protecting me. They're gonna move the house away with the kids. Sid Loft is some kind of, and a lot of people belong in a thing in Southern California called the La Brea Tar Pits. I've maintained a way of life to not sink with the sludge. Now you better write it, you better pay for it, or don't listen and get the hell out of my life.